Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach Mike Wee Maidens. I'm on the road once again, and I ran across the Diamondbacks, and I got the big man on campus with me today. I'm gonna let him introduce himself.
What's going on? It's Alec Thomas of the Diamondbacks outfielder.
Well, you know, just a few years ago, I was watching you roaming around this outfield at US Cellular Field, White Sox Park, Guarantee Rate One, whatever. And I watched you grow up on this field, and now you are in the big leagues.
Yeah, it's all coming around full circle. I've been here since, I don't know, 3-4 years old, or since I was little, since I could, you know, barely walk. So it's definitely awesome to come here as, you know, a player on the opposing team and play here at the Rake.
So who were some of the most memorable outfielders that you took outfield with during their BP?
You got Adam Engel, Adam Eaton, Juan Pierre, Ken Griffey Jr., what's his name from the Braves, the Hall of Famer, Andrew Jones. You know, great group of guys that, you know, that passed whenever my dad was here. And it was awesome, you know, just to share the outfield during BP with all those guys. So it was really, really sweet.
And this was just while you was 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old.
Right, yep. So it's crazy.
So you grew up around the stars of the game.
Yep, grew up around them, hung out in the clubhouse with them, you know, just picked their brain a little bit. So
now you in the big leagues, starting center fielder for the Diamondbacks. I mean, how much different is it when you was on the outside looking in from now being an actual major leaguer?
It's a lot different. I think, you know, being a little kid and not having to worry about anything, not having, you know, necessarily any priorities, and just taking outfield and infield, you never really think about anything. But now, you know, being, you know, a player, you know, having responsibilities and all that is a lot different. It's really cool. You know, I'm blessed to, you know, have this opportunity to, you know, be the center fielder for the Diamondbacks. So it's awesome.
So has it made an easier transition for you, or has it made it tougher, or just another day at the ballpark?
I think it's having this, you know, experience with my dad definitely has made it a lot easier for me. I feel like I think I might have been, you know, a little overwhelmed if I was, you know, a kid that I've never been, you know, to a big league stadium before or a big league clubhouse or know how things work. So, you know, I got a little taste of it whenever I was, you know, a little kid or teenager, and, you know, definitely has helped me, you know, throughout my, you know, short career so far.
And just for our audience so they know, your dad was A.T. Allen Thomas. He was the trainer for many years here with the White Sox.
Yep. I'll let you go with that.
Okay, so, I mean, when you go out there, you play baseball, of course, you played in high school, you did the travel team and showcase circuit. Now you're out there playing every day, 162-game schedule. What does that do to your body that you never knew it do?
You definitely have to take a step back. You know, you can't take a step back and breathe and know, you know, you got to take care of your body before and after the game, and even during the game sometimes too. So the game is hard, you know. You just got to, you know, maintain, you know, your focus and eat the right foods. Sometimes, you know, you get caught up, eat too much before the game. We actually just saw the Royals pitcher throwing up all over the field. It's like, what's he doing? What's he putting in his body? So definitely different, you know, from high school and, you know, the minor leagues. Definitely different, you know, playing 162 games straight. So, I mean, there you got some off days in there, but it's definitely been a grind.
So does your body tell you sometimes, oh, I don't feel like it today?
Yeah, sometimes, but you get that adrenaline sometimes, and it'll kick back in, you know. But yeah, there's days out there in the outfield I'm like, man, my legs are feeling a little tired right now, but you just push through it and, you know, drink plenty of water.
And what is it like having fans, people you don't know, come up to you, number one, ask you for your autograph, and number two, they think they know you because they see you on TV, but you don't know them for the next person.
Right. It's definitely different. You know, it's going on. How you doing? It's definitely different to you know, have all these fans from different, you know, states and such, and you know, these little kids and everything. Yeah, there's been some times where, you know, people act like they do know me, but I mean, it is what it is. You know, you don't pay too much mind, still stay focused on what's on the field and not what's outside of it. So you know, it's been cool.
So what is it like coming back to Chicago? I mean, you're basically a child of Chicago. You're right. Drafted by the Diamondbacks and then make your first major league appearance in Chicago. What is that feeling like?
I mean, I kind of had that experience over at the Cubs. That was pretty cool. But, you know, it being the White Sox this time is a little different. It's a little bittersweet for me and my family, but, you know, I'm grateful for, you know, the city of Chicago and you know, the White Sox organization for, you know, giving me that opportunity to be in a big league clubhouse all the time with my dad and share those moments with him. So it's cool. I'm going to have a lot of friends and family here today. So.
You think about this experience, every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You went through the minor league circuit, even though you weren't there very long, but went through the minor leagues. You got that call you were coming to the major leagues, walked in that locker room for the very first time and saw your uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
It felt like all that hard work had paid off, and you know, all those days, you know, grinding in the cage and, you know, out in the outfield, shagging and everything. There's all those, you know, training and everything just really paid off, and you know, get to, you know, experience the fruits of your labor. So it definitely was awesome getting that experience that first day. I struck out my first at bat, but I felt like a whole weight was lifted off my shoulders after I got that first at bat out of the way. And then next at bat, I got a double. So it was a surreal moment. It was on Mother's Day too, so got to share that moment with my mom. And you know, I don't give her enough credit, but you know, it was a really awesome experience.
So did you cry?
No, I didn't cry, man.
Come on, did you cry?
Tears. It was all happiness over there, but I think it was a good experience. I can't even put it into words still.
Do you pinch yourself sometime, like, is this for real? Is it really happening?
I think when I went to the Dodgers, I was like, oh man, this is for real now. Everyone's yelling at me. They hate me. And there's, you know, 40,000 people in the stands. So I think that was when I was like, all right, I need to really pitch myself for sure.
Coach on the road, taking you behind the scenes with the man, my young hero, A.T. You got the same initials as your dad.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.